Plant a tree with the National Trust and help us establish 20 million trees by 2030. Whatever the size of your donation to the Plant a Tree appeal, you'll be helping to create beautiful green spaces for people and wildlife to thrive. And why not dedicate your donation to someone in your life? You'll receive a digital certificate to customise and gift. Search the National Trust website for Plant a Tree. Welcome to a special episode of the National Trust podcast. I'm Kate Martin, a lead ranger in the north of England. Today, we're immersing ourselves in nature's poetry and music in this season of blossom. We'll be journeying into the world of artist and poet laureate Simon Armitage and his band LYR as they create art for their new project, Blossomize. We're in London to meet Simon Armitage in person. Simon holds a position in British culture, serving as the official poet of the nation, writing poems to commemorate significant events. We'll explore the creative process of Simon's poetry and music with his band LYR, as they create an album with the National Trust called Blossomize. It involves working with communities all across the UK to bring to life the essence of this wonderful season with sound. The timeless draw of blossom captivates hearts and minds, inviting reflection and celebration. And for centuries, artists have been inspired by blossom's symbolic powers of renewal and hope. Simon's own work is known for resonating with depth and insight into the natural world and the human experience.
I waded down to the cherry tree to watch it drowning in the sea. Arms reaching for ropes of wind, limbs floundering under the rain, waves of weather.
I'm Simon Armitage. I am the poet laureate. This is Crouch End, North London. Lovely sunny day. And I've been writing poems and song lyrics for the Blossomize project. We're at Church Studios, which is literally a big old church at the side of the road here. Let's go inside through this big old door.
The studio is filled with teams readying for the day's recording. The production team are filming the process, recording engineers are setting up microphones, and the choir are warming up their voices. In a quieter backstage room, Simon shares how the Blossomize project was born and more about his role as the poet laureate.
Since I became Poet Laureate in 2019, at that point I said I wanted to focus on the environment and put nature at the heart of a lot of my projects.
Constellations bloom in orchards of April skies. The stars blossom eyes.
The project is to celebrate the annual arrival of blossom and to try and create something of a tradition, a festival around blossom, such as the ones that take place in Japan.
The Japanese season of blossom draws millions of tourists from around the world who eagerly await the moment when the sakura cherry trees burst into bloom. They marvel at the sea of pink blossoms and partake in hanami, which means flower viewing. Beyond mere spectacle, hanami is a cultural ritual encouraging reflection on life's transient nature, often accompanied by picnics and tea ceremonies beneath the trees. So what personally inspires Simon about the season of blossom, and how does it influence his poetry?
Blossom is an important reminder of our connection with nature, or maybe the fact that we are nature. I think we also like the idea of getting a bit high on the blossom. You know, you see the bees, they're off their nuts with this stuff. And so I think some of the pieces are quite trippy and a bit trancy, a bit droney sometimes.
In informing this celebration is the fact that Blossom appears in the most surprising of places. And as Simon observed, it can be found
growing in the most unlikely cracks and crevices, out of roofs on old buildings, in a little bit of scrubby earth somewhere on wasteland. That resilience, I think I wanted to notice and be noticed, and the fact that it can reproduce and thrive in the most extraordinary circumstances has got to be a lesson for hope.
That encouraging reminder to persevere is reflected all around us in nature when we see blossom return each spring. It's something Simon and his band El Wayar wanted to capture with lyrics and music in Blossom Eyes. So how does a poet laureate form a band and start winning Ivor Novello Awards for songwriting? El Wayar is a three-piece band made up of author and current poet laureate Simon Armitage, singer-songwriter Richard Walters, and multi-instrumentalist and producer Patrick Pearson.
The story is that Richard and Simon have been in contact about wanting to work together for some time, but they just couldn't find a producer to work with. I'd been working with Richard on a side project, and he said, well, would you want to come in and work on this piece? I thought it was a great idea. I love what Simon was doing. Richard and I sent a dictaphone up to Simon, and we thought, you know, this would be the start of something fantastic. A whole year passed and we hadn't heard anything, and we thought, maybe this is not going to happen. And then the dictaphone came back in the post, and Simon was like, oh, sorry, I hadn't got around to this, but here's some stuff. And there was some poems on there, there was some sound.
The collaboration between producer Patrick, vocalist Richard and lyricist Simon became LYR's debut album and was titled Calling the Crash Team. It was so well received that the band continued creating and most recently embarked on the Blossom Eyes album. But getting together is a challenge in itself, as vocalist Richard explains.
So I'm in Hampshire, Pat's down in Devon, and Simon's obviously up in Yorkshire, so we're really kind of, if you lived on the Isle of Skye or something, you might be further away, but we're pretty scattered. So when we get together, it's a really important, really vital time together.
So to delve into the band's creative process, do the lyrics come first or the music?
In this case, all the lyrics came first. So there are 10 poems, there are 11 haikus, and I wanted to be able to go into the studio where we do the composition and lay them all out and say to Pat and to Richard, which of these will make the best songs?
Blossom CV, I remember that poem really stuck out, and I think it was probably one of the first ones we started working on.
Blossom CV. Blossom was a mountaineer, didn't look down, weighed anchor in hairline fissures and stress fractures. Think of Blossom as solar panels. When the weather turned and the seasons unravelled, Blossom was a weather vane. Rootless and homeless, Blossom rode and drifted on thermal currents as the climate...
The process of taking inspiration in Blossom to a finished poem can take weeks before Simon is happy with his work.
So with a poem like Blossom, a CV, each quatrain, each four-line stanza probably went through 9 or 10 drafts before I got somewhere that I was relatively happy with. I just had too many images, competing images, for everything to cohere into one poem, and I started worrying that it would just become a very big mixed metaphor.
So Simon dealt with each image individually as something of a summary or a life history of Blossom. Not necessarily one tree, but all the situations that a Blossom tree might find itself in and all the ways that we might perceive it. Now back to producer Patrick to discover how the Blossom music was born.
The kind of initial idea for this was taken from a sample that Simon had made on a piano in South Bank. He'd recorded it on his phone and said, look, I've got this piano motif. Is there anything we could do with it? I took the piano sample and sort of manipulated it.
An essential part of music production is experimentation. So Pat used music software to take that piano chord and stretch it out. Then he tried playing it faster, totally transforming the character of the sound and looking for a direction for the composition.
It begins with some piano chords and they're reversed and turned into something quite weird. They don't sound like a piano anymore. Pat's quite a strange guy, so he does a lot of things in quite an odd fashion, which is what makes him a brilliant producer.
And I think it just developed from there. The sample, the way that it had stretched, had given me a kind of pulse, and we added some samples on top of that. And then eventually we've added drums to replace the samples. And at one point I actually went further down the industrial, quite high saturation, quite high distortion. But I think the feedback was that it got too much and it lost its identity. So then you pull that back. You don't go too far down there. You realise that might be the wrong way for that. But the samples stayed in there.
There's a tendency that Simon will bring a lyric, a poem to us, and I think you'll quite often have one idea of how it's going to be, and then it will suddenly go off in this entirely different direction. And Pat came up with this very kind of dark, electronic, kind of dirty, not remotely blossomy sound. It has that kind of strange, eerie darkness with the calm before the storm. I think we were aware that, like, you think about a project based around Blossom and it could be this very kind of gentle, beautiful thing. And I think it's really important that it had to have some of our personality as a band.
One signature element of LYR sound is the interplay between Simon's spoken poetry and Richard's lyrics, which are sung. The mix means that there are often two different narrative voices in each of the songs.
Because of the nature of your voice, I think if I display anger in the lyrics, you often come back on the other side with a sort of leavening presence and vice versa.
Yeah, there's a bit of a conversation happening. I tend to sing in a falsetto and my voice is quite gentle, so it's never going to kind of go into a death metal section or anything.
In spite of everything that you do...
We've had songs where it feels like it's kind of, you know, the devil and the angel.
Like a word off.
Yeah, word off, yeah.
So how do Simon and Richard decide which voice is lead vocal and when?
Well, I sit down and I score all the sheet music. I don't know, how does that work? That happens when I'm asleep.
I think you kind of naturally find the spaces and gives us, even when you read it on the page, you can feel the rhythm. There's a definite tempo that stands out. I think it's just about giving it space and giving it pauses and allowing the music to be dynamic and grow.
Knew how to spell resurrection and the true meaning of revelation. Blossom the magician transformed, winter's curse.
Simon shared that the songs were not prescriptive works but invitations for communities across the country to partake in shaping them. This was represented in the recordings by the choir, made up of singers from all over the UK, joining to add their sound.
Choral elements of these tracks was in our minds right from the very beginning. We wanted that resonance. We wanted inclusivity and involvement. And I think the choir in the songs represents a community. The harmony of voices coming together, different perspectives, different viewpoints.
A big influence on the decision to record the choir in church studios was the acoustics of the space. High-beamed wooden surfaces meant that the choir would sound warm and vibrant when recorded. Artists such as Coldplay, Mumford & Sons and Beyoncé have all recorded here before.
My name's Adele Tuzani. I've been invited to contribute to the recording from the Soul Sanctuary Gospel Choir. It's always a drudge when I have to warm myself up, but once I get going, it's just a joy. It always is, and that's why I keep doing it after 13, 14 years.
Hi, I'm Rio, and I'm sort of alto mid in Choir Noir. People singing together in the same room, it just does something. It's good for the soul.
My name's Alexis. I sing tenor. Beautiful songs, loving it.
I'm Marianne, I'm one of the sopranos in Choir Noir. Singing the songs today has been wonderful. The arrangements are amazing. Kat, our musical director, has been talking about how all the parts blossom. So it starts from the lower parts, going up to mid, going up to high, and everything kind of erupts and goes into bloom. And you really hear it in arrangements where it just suddenly kind of bursts out of nowhere, like the first flowers of spring.
I think there's a message in that song about climate change and the effect that it's having on the seasons and things blossoming. My lyric is, in spite of everything that you do wrong, you still get me. It's this idea, you're pushing me to the edge, me being blossom. And
I am trying to reinforce the idea of kinship with the natural world, because ultimately that's where we came from. We are spiritually, biologically, scientifically, every other adverb that you can think of, connected with the world around us, and we need to honour that bond.
Listening to this episode of the National Trust podcast. This spring, discover some of the best places to see blossom in our care and beyond. If you'd like to hear more of the Blossomize tracks Simon Armitage and LYR have composed, or read the poems, then please click the link in the show notes. There are also details to live events, performances, and stories on the National Trust website. You'll also find videos to the tracks made by inspiring young filmmakers from across the country on the National Trust YouTube channel. To make sure you get new episodes of this podcast, please subscribe to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, goodbye.